Welcome to What the Fit, a podcast about what it means to be fit, whatever the fuck that means. I'm your host, Christelle Rubio, and I'm helping to share the stories of cool people doing cool shit, from fitness trainers to wellness coaches, entrepreneurs, and entertainers. We'll hear the behind-the-scenes journey, all the different ways we can take care of ourselves, and of course, we'll answer and explore the big question of, what does being fit mean to you? My guests today are here to talk about a new high-energy hot yoga studio where creative sequences, great music, and a supportive community come together. This is not your average yoga class. Expect sequences and playlists that embrace the edgier side of yoga. Please welcome Tommy Mormon and Leah Vasiliades, co-owners of Playlist Yoga. Did I do it? Vasiliades.
Vasiliades.
Fuck me. I knew, like, literally, what did I tell you?
You did.
Can you say it, your name, right, so people can hear it properly, because I'm dumb.
Vasiliades.
Vasiliades. I said it 20 times before we started recording, and I said this exact thing was going to happen. I got a pen and paper out to make a note.
It's an intimidating name.
Vasiliades. It's not. It's actually very simple. Vasiliades.
Once you say it, yes.
When you say it, it is exactly how it's spelled, but...
If I would have just met you out and you would have just told me your name, I would have no problem ever remembering it. But because I looked at it for so long, because I've looked at it.
I don't know. Nobody, not a single person can say it besides my family.
Vasiliades. It's really easy, I think, now that I did it. But anyways, hi. Welcome.
Hello.
Yo.
I'm so happy to have you both back, both returning guests, separate guests, now coming here together to talk about this new yoga studio. And I have to start off with a confession and an admission. This podcast is all about transparency and honesty. And I was signed up for Leah's 9 a.m. Saturday yoga class this past week. This was the week of Easter. I'm not sure when this was. The week of Easter.
Yep.
And then Beyonce put out a new album. And it was sunny and beautiful on Friday.
Yep.
And I've been very much like in my inside era. Like I've been reading my books. I've been taking my supplements. I've been drinking my water. I've been moving my body. I've been going to bed super early. And then Beyonce released her album and something
fell
just
apart.
Took hold of me. And I went out on Friday night and with the intention.
In your Levi's?
No, not my Levi's, but I should have, obviously. I went out with the intention, like, okay, I'm just going to have a couple drinks.
Mm-hmm. Been there.
And then, you know, the sun was still shining. My friend's a bartender where we were, and she played the album start to finish. So at the bar
on a
Friday night when everyone, for some reason, in this particular Friday, everyone was just so fun. Like, everyone was out. Everyone was energetic. We just had opening day was the day before, which, like, everyone was just really feeling. And I ended up closing the bar. Yeah. And I went to bed at about 4 a.m.
That was still 5 hours. I even got up early and made a playlist just for you.
Oh, my God. Don't.
So you'll have to come back. I was ready.
I'm crying. Oh, my God. I feel so terrible.
I waited like an extra minute, like maybe she's coming.
Oh my God. I know, no, I'm a degenerate. I am a degenerate. I actually want to have this conversation with both of you because I need some like inspiration and guidance. Like, how do you guys manage balance? Because I'm either really good, I'm inside, or I'm outside and I'm out till 4 a.m. and I miss yoga class.
I don't even know what balance is, so.
I don't either.
We're not great.
Yeah, no, we may look like we have balance, but
you have
we're just like
balance.
Everyone else. We have some physical balance, but mentally we're still trying to figure it out.
But I guess it's maybe I'm not going to say easier, but for the lack of a better word, it might be easier for you both because you have children to care for. Mm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you really like can't stay out until 4 a.m.
There's no messing around.
There's no, but like I have no cons. I don't have pets. Yeah. I don't have children.
That's
I don't have
one.
A partner.
The puppy.
Yeah, the puppy.
So really, like, if I'm just, like, left to my own devices.
But you can think about the teacher that made a playlist, and that can get you out of bed next
time. That... It was going to be hard for anything to get me out of bed after that night, to be quite fair.
No, I get that. We still have those moments, I'm sure.
Right? So, I mean, maybe not a stretch of like out till 4 a.m. kind of thing. Like that's a lot.
I don't know if I've ever stayed up that late.
It's been a minute for me, sure.
That, like,
definitely,
I said,
pre-kids.
I am a degenerate.
But
I'm
like
aware.
11 p.m. and I've had a few cocktails.
Right. So it's everyone's scale is different. But like, yeah, are you like that too, where it's like you're either all in on the good in quotation,
yes,
like you're toeing the line.
Tommy's not.
Or
no. He's good all the time. Yeah.
People just have it.
All the time.
Yeah, I guess I've become vanilla like Jack Harlow always.
No, it's not
about
vanilla. It's healthy. It's well rested. It's fit. It's like,
no,
it's,
I'm either like, this is, we're over. We're not eating another vegetable, or I'm walking the straight line there, but not Tommy all the time.
Yeah, I would say ever since, I put up my hi-fi, uh-huh, yoga.
Yeah.
I've gotten very disciplined about being conscious on, staying hydrated and trying to stay balanced as much as I can. But, you know, we're all guilty of, you know, losing control. But there is a moment where I will say to myself, like, nothing good happens after midnight. Like,
no,
I've
of course
turn
it doesn't.
I've got to turn it off. I got to move on because... it's a slippery slope. I've done that many times.
At midnight, I was still telling my friends, I'm going to yoga tomorrow. I was like, I'm going. They're like, yeah, you are.
Midnight, it's still doable.
If I would have left at midnight, yes, I would have been home by one. That's fine. I would have been tired, but like no problem. But
drink a ton of water, sweat it out. You'd have been fine. You'd have felt great next day.
I don't know. That
probably
still
nap.
Sounds rough.
No, it would have been, I could have do that. But the 4 a.m. that. And then, so at probably around like 1, I started to realize, okay, I'm probably not going to go to, like, as I was taking a shot, like, I'm probably not going to go to yoga.
And
like,
at that point.
Oh, you took shots.
Keep going.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
That's what I'm.
You were all in.
I was all in. Multiples shots. Like, not just one celebratory one. Like, multiples. And at that point, I looked at my friend and I was like, okay, if I'm mad about this tomorrow, remind me how much fun I'm having right now.
Yes.
Hope it was worth it. Yeah.
It was. It was a really fun weekend, but it was not, I mean, to miss your yoga class.
I mean, there's plenty.
I know, but would have just been fucking good to have done that before we talked, but whatever. We can just talk about it. You can just tell me about playlist yoga and then it will make me even more excited than I already am, which I've been wanting to go to get there. So mentioned hi-fi. People know you from hi-fi. You've been on here talking about hi-fi. Yep. Now playlist.
Yes.
How did we, you know, cliff notes, how did we get to there?
Well, hi-fi, successful business, it's a studio that, you know, I miss, I still love. I love the community.
Yeah, I love that studio.
You know, we did really well. It was a successful studio. And the idea of hi-fi at that time wasn't just to have one location.
Mm-hmm.
So playlists, you know, before it became playlist, was going to be hi-fi. But there were some differences, you know, within the partners,
mm-hmm,
that you could tell that we just weren't going to, you know, we weren't going to find a common ground.
Yeah.
So without an agreement, we pivot really quickly. And we said, you know what, we've got some backup names.
Yeah.
We've got some ideas. And I think within 2 or 3 days, we already had a name and a domain. And we were already applying for trademark.
Yeah.
So we moved pretty quick.
Yep. And the new studio is in Montgomery.
Yes. Downtown Montgomery, the historical district, right across the street from Montgomery Inn and Village Tavern. So in between that.
Right. That's great. So playlist, where'd you get the name? Where'd the name come from?
Studio in LA.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, there was a studio in LA named Playlist Yoga. We always loved the name.
Yeah.
Loved their... their position,
mm-hmm,
their content, and they closed up after COVID.
Mm.
So we did our diligence and looked in, you know, when did they close? Do they still own any of the assets?
Yeah.
And since 2021, they haven't renewed anything.
Mm.
So we went ahead and took over.
Got it. So,
well, and we did have a late night session where there was lots of bubbles and lines and music words as we decided we're gonna have to come up with a name
because we wanted to be centered around music.
Yes.
So we tried a lot of things that either were taken or were like, you can't use that doesn't make sense, or no one's gonna know what it is.
Yeah.
And it just, we just kept coming back to it. So
yeah I love that.
Yeah, it was a good 4-hour session. So
That sounds so
fun. Yeah, don't look at it like we just went, oh, okay, we'll just go and steal this name, you know, so
yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, Leo.
Yeah, yeah. So the studio in LA, you had just visited, well, I know that you used to do a lot of kind of like recon missions, yes. like checking out yoga studios
yes.
to kind of gain inspiration on the West Coast, which I love, which is probably why I loved High Five so much, because of that like West Coast feel.
It's got that feel, yeah.
So this was just a studio you found and...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So Christy's been there. I've been there. I think that's it. And we followed them. We just loved everything they were doing. And when we found out they, you know, weren't existing anymore, it was one of the many names we came up with. And like Leah said, it's one we came back to constantly.
Yeah. Why is music so important?
Oh, man. Getting lost in the music, getting lost in the sound is so important. And because yoga is all about getting lost in the moment, getting lost with... you know, what you're dealing with, you know, what you brought in as far as, you know, maybe some troubles or...
leaving everything, kind of leaving it behind.
Leaving it at the threshold. And for me, music gives me that outside of yoga. So if I can bring both together, it's a win-win.
Yeah. A little bit easier to get out of your head and get into your body, right? When you're like, you're just jamming.
Totally. I mean, I love music. I'm in such a music era right now too. Like I'm barely listening to podcasts. I'm all about music. And
who are you listening to besides
Beyonce? So I have been really into Sierra Farrell. So okay, let me start by saying this. I am in my country era, just along with everyone else in the entire world. But I also want to say, I was thinking about this today, I was a country girly before. When I was in my early 20s was the last wave when everyone loved country.
Yeah.
these things are cyclical. Yeah, I mean, I would like exclusively listen. I don't ever exclusively listen to one genre. I really like to just like dabble and depending on the mood or whatever.
Same here.
But lately, so I was a country girl. I was listening to a lot of country. I went to like country concerts. Mm-hmm. I went to Jason Aldean in Columbus. Like I was like for it. And then it just completely went away. And I just never touched country for the last like 10, 12 years. Until
it's like a fusion now, though, so it's easy to slide in.
It's really easy to slide in, and I'm really enjoying like the feel of country. Mm-hmm. But it's not like an old school like Jason Aldean kind of country. It's really like female artists for me. Well, I love Noah Kahan, and I love Zach Bryan, and like like those types of things. But I don't know. It's this kind of like like back road, like western. Home, primal, rooted kind
Tommy's
of sound.
Like,
no, not your gym. We're going to talk about your gym too, because this is the beauty of music. There's so many different kinds, and it elicits like so many great feelings. Even you know that it's all different. So Sierra Farrell is a country artist.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
She just released a new album. It's called Trail of Flowers. It's wonderful. It's really good. She has a really unique voice.
Okay,
This is kind of somewhat out of left field, but Ariana Grande just released a new album. And everyone was talking about her. She was like so in the ethos that I was like, I'm not typically an Ari fan, but I was like, let me just check this out. And I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's cute. It's sexy. Yeah, I like it. Maggie Rogers.
Yes. Did you buy tickets? Are you going?
I'm going to be in Columbus.
Oh, no.
I know.
I did. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, please. It's going to be amazing. And I can't wait for her new album to come out.
Yes.
Obviously, Taylor Swift, always.
Sure.
Taylor Swift will be coming out with a new album.
I'm a Swiftie now.
What turned you?
Well, like her and Miley Cyrus.
Love Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. I've been... So, you know, when I got into to hi-fi, I started really digging into some other genres because I didn't give them a lot of time. And those were two artists that, along with Justin Bieber, and you turned me on to Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
That I just really never...
Love Justin.
And part of it's my, you know, my age, you know, generation. So, like, they were, when I was in college, they were the teeny boppers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just never gave them a lot of play. And I started digging into their albums and turned out really liked a lot of their music.
Yeah.
And so you'll find a lot of, especially Miley Cyrus on my playlist. And a lot of Justin Bieber. Yeah. I'm converted and I'm out of the closet
Swiftie,
on those three.
Belieber. Oh, yeah.
And many more, but
yeah.
So I can say I'm somewhat a Swiftie, but my kids will be offended by that.
That's good. Have you heard of Chapel Roan?
No.
No.
I feel like you, Leah, would love Chapel. She was just here in Cincinnati playing. She's opening for Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
But she is so fucking good. Her music is so fun. It just like makes you want to jump out of your skin. It's so cute. It's so sexy. It's like this little, she's from Missouri. So there's just like this little like, like country underlining. Mm-hmm. But it's just so fun. It's just like all a bop. And her voice is really good. Yes. It's, what is her album called? It's called like The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess.
Hmm.
Well said.
I feel like I do know this now that you're saying this.
Yeah, you do too. Okay, so what are you? What are you listening to? What are you into right now?
Besides
what
is Phil really? Collins.
So funny story. So Leah was making a comment. She said, "You know, I don't know who's putting these Spotify radio playlists on, but it's just they're just so old." I'm like, "Well, which one?" She goes, "Well, whoever put Phil Collins on, like, what? Who's doing that?" I'm like, "Oh, that's me." She's like, "And then Fleetwood Mac." I'm like, "Yeah, that's me."
Okay,
too.
Fleetwood Mac though. I did not.
And
say
she's
that
not
one.
Against. Yeah. I did not. Say she's that not one. Against Fleetwood Mac, but I think the radio station of all the 70s yes. and 80s because yeah. I'm really into yacht rock. Like, I love yacht
like,
rock.
Like, was my dad here? What is going yeah. on? Who you know, is messing with the
I haven't by 10 years. So sorry, babe, but. So yeah, the artists I'm listening to now, like these two in particular that I've been digging a lot, Zhu. I don't know how to pronounce his name though. It's
Z-H-U.
Is it Zhu? Zhu?
Zhu.
Zhu.
Yeah.
So I've been digging him a lot.
Love.
And then a new band that I've been digging a lot is Drama.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Drama.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up. What's their like style?
It's electronic okay. with disco.
Love.
Pop. And it's got some, yeah, it's got a little bit of rock edge to it, too. It's a fusion.
Okay. You
know, it's kind of a collection of different genres all into one. And I think it's just, and I don't know a lot about them. I've only been listening to a couple albums, but I've been digging them, and I have them a lot on my playlist. But I think it's just two individuals. I don't think it's a big band or anything.
Yeah.
Lead singer, and then the other person does all the rest.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Leah, what are you listening to right now?
I listen to everything, but... Everyone's already been into him, but I wasn't then.
That's fine.
But
who
Post
cares?
Malone, I'm
oh
like
my
obsessed.
God.
Oh, really?
And even his new stuff. Yeah. Well, I've talked to other people.
That
I like,
would
I
take
like
a bullet for
stuff.
That man.
Oh, my gosh. His concert was amazing. And that I was excited to go.
I've seen him
go.
Three times.
And well, after I left, I was like, this was it. This was the only concert
he's
I ever
great
needed
in concert.
To see.
He's so good. I love him. I think he's so hot. I think he's so cute. He's such like a good, like goofy
yes.
guy. I love him.
Obsessed.
Agreed.
I love him. I remember when his, what album was that? The Hollywood is Bleeding album
yeah.
that
oh,
you
yeah.
did a yoga class where you just played the album start
oh,
to finish.
Right.
We did an entire flow of Post yes. Malone's new album. And the album had just dropped. So there was like mm-hmm. so much hype around it. And then you did this flow and it was like, amazing.
It's a great album.
Chef's kiss.
Because that had to follow what, Beer Bongs and Bentleys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's a tough act to follow.
Totally. Yeah. And he's transitioned so, he's like yes. changed so much and grown as an artist and he can span genres, which I think is really cool. No,
yes.
I love him.
He's got a great voice.
Yes.
You know, he's not fake. He's not auto-tune.
Yeah.
No, I'm
so
loving
yeah.
it. Even the one that he did with Beyonce,
oh,
I was like,
don't
I don't know about this song. And then when he, like, yes, I do love this song. Turns out they're
yeah.
good together.
Yeah, turns out. Okay, but I kind of want to talk about, like, the process of you making a playlist. Like when you said you, like, mm-hmm. stabbed me in the heart, you made a playlist for me that I missed. Like what goes, like, how are you deciding? How are you thinking? Like, does the playlist come first? Then the creative sequences, does the creative sequences come first? Then the playlist, like
interesting.
How do you like sauce up the class? Right. How do you like,
I'm sure we
show
do
us how the sausage
so
is
I don't
made.
Know
yeah.
What
this is like a peek in the creative brains.
Yeah. I bet right? we do it differently. So you go first.
I usually make the playlist right before because I feel like I move better and teach better when I'm into the music, if that makes sense. So if I make too many in advance, there could be a time where I'm like, I'm not into that song anymore or whatever. And so I need to, I put everything, I can only make one class at a time because I put just like everything into it, which can be stressful for if you're teaching every day because then you're just like,
yeah.
But that's what I do. So I'll make my playlist ahead of time. And obviously, you know, I need something slower.
To start, we're like, yes. we're, yeah. we're
right. Good. So then yeah. I pick, but I kind of pick a mood or I'll pick my three favorite songs that that have to be on this playlist. And then I make it around that. Oh. And I usually try to do slow. And then I make sure the pace picks up. And mm-hmm. then right when people are starting to hate me and they want to go home, then it's like, that's their song.
Uh-huh. Like the banger of the song.
Yes. Where you're yeah. like, and I'll even say to them sometimes, if you can't do the core series, to this song.
Is it like, is it about like 15 to 20 minutes until the end of class?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, where they're like, you can see them. They're like checking their
little
Fitbit.
I've done a yoga class
too. Are we sure? Yeah. Are we going to die in here? You might, but you're going to die to this song. It's going to be great.
Kill me.
And so I usually do that. And then I also, I'll pick a year, which is interesting, but I'll pick, I don't know, 2007 throwbacks
don't
or something, right? And so I'll
started go. Started with 2007, the year, and the music. I'm Black Eyed Peas.
Right. And you're like, oh my gosh,
so good
about this.
Meet Me Halfway is
yes.
an epic song.
So that's what, you know, add a little something, because you need that. You need that throwback, especially if you don't listen to the new stuff, you might not know that this was like a whole Banks playlist or something, right? You're like, I've never heard of that. I don't know. But when that song comes on from 2007, and then I usually pick one or two right around there and space them out and then put some hip hop and close it out.
Wow. And so then when it, so it's the sequences in like the classes, at least from what I've taken both of your classes before, like they, it moves so seamlessly with the music. So are you just like improv-y?
No.
Are you just like, no. You're not.
I mean, sometimes.
But you kind of
I
have
guess.
Sequences to like, put, like to go to get like.
She has to be sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
You can't have it all together, do you?
No, no. Well, especially when I forget and I'm like, what were we going to do?
Yeah, that's right what I would here. Be afraid of. Oh. You're like, downward dog.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then people start to
flow.
Look around.
Yeah.
No, sometimes I won't plan every pose, you know, in cool down or something because. Mm-hmm. I kind of need to read the room and see where everybody's at.
Yeah.
But I definitely pick my main flow and then I usually build off that. Or if we're going to do a peak pose, you know, you're going to, I don't know, I can't think of one right now. But if, we did Birds of Paradise the other day.
Yes.
So if we're going to do that, some people can just pop into it, but most people need a lot of prep. So I just build it around getting to the peak, but in a fun way so that you don't know. It's not like, okay, we're doing this because we need to get the hips
right,
open.
No, right,
you know,
right, right, right. But it's all supporting the move at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes I do just put the music on and move, and then I'm like, that was really cool. We're doing that.
Right. What about you, Tommy? How do you do it?
So a couple different ways. So I have so many playlists. Sometimes I'll just grab an old playlist and slap it in a new one and then add a couple new songs.
Yeah.
And then just change the order a little bit. So that's like a quick... dirty way of
putting
together a playlist. But if I'm going to be original, it's typically I'll have a what I call like a new playlist where I'm just throwing everything in. Anything I'm listening to that's new or anything that's on a Phil Collins radio from Spotify or if I'm on Sirius Radio and I'm listening to the hits of the 2000s, right? That's my new station these days. And I'll just slap that in there. And so there may be 50 songs in a playlist, and I need to trim it at that point down to 15. So
yeah, what? How many songs are typically in?
17, yeah. I feel like, for mine.
I'd say 14 to 18 is typical. It depends on the length.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm always around like 16. And then you start to put the order together. So the order is always going to start out slow for me and then kind of build until it hits that bell curve and then start to move its way down as you get to the last 15 minutes. So I always try to find... a couple songs that are very popular that everyone knows. I love to put some obscure songs in there.
Yeah.
Some songs that maybe you
I love
never
discovering
heard of.
New music in yoga. Yes. In yoga. Or, I mean, at any fitness class, really. Yes. I'm like, what is that?
I agree.
I love when fitness instructors share their playlist too.
Yes.
I do love that.
And we do.
Yeah, we do. And if, we can talk about that in a minute. But then put it together, you have to listen to it. So obviously... You know, when I'm putting it together, I have something in mind, maybe just a couple poses, like Leah mentioned, like a peak pose. But I would say half the time, we're just moving and improvising to the music.
Wow. Cool.
And I enjoy it that way.
Yeah.
It just, I like getting lost in the sound, but I also get lost in the flow. And then just kind of feeling the energy and the vibe of the room of saying, okay, like I can tell, you know, people need this or they need that, or maybe they're asking for more of this and we'll start to move in that space. And then of course the songs are going to back it up.
Right. Right. And I feel like there has to be some kind of energy scanning, right? They're like, think that, or as an instructor, you come in and be like, all right, this is what I want to do. And then people just maybe are not at that level. And you're like, okay, we're going to bring it down a notch because that's what we need.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And it goes both ways. I
think
sometimes
of
you're
course.
Like, oh, these people are serious. They came to work.
Yes,
like,
they came to work.
Or sometimes I have a, you know, I really wanted to do. And then the morning people, especially when I get there, they're usually, these people will do whatever. Mm-hmm. Where if you do that at 6 p.m. on a Monday,
people are tired.
I don't know.
Yeah, people are tired.
Yeah, they are looking for something particular at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, what were you going to say about the playlist, the Spotify playlist? So you share your playlist?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we're with a software called Mariana Tech. And when you, so there's a Spotify link in our profile. So if you go ahead and just, is that correct, Leah? Like they can go ahead and just follow us on Spotify.
And every instructor has, not all of them probably have them linked, but have the ability, and our main instructors have their playlist. So if you love, say, Allison on Tuesday, like I gotta know what that was, you can just click on the app, click on her name, and go find her playlist.
Cool.
But you can also find our, the main studio one.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. That's great. Let's talk about like class formats, because I know you have like a couple different types of yoga classes.
Yep.
So what, the first one, hot power yoga. What's that?
The most traditional.
What it is, what it is.
I mean, all bets are off. you're going to sweat. You're going to move pretty good.
Yeah.
But you're also, you're going to be challenged. So there's going to be...
I would say that these classes are challenging. Your classes are challenging.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not relaxing, right? Like you're not supposed to be going there for Zen unless you're going to the yin class.
But. Yeah. Which I think we'll get to. Yeah. But so, these are movement. Like this is, your heart rate's probably elevated. You're sweating.
Yeah, I don't think we have a goal of calorie count or heart rate, but it's, I mean, you're going to burn 300 to 400 calories minimum. Your heart rate's probably going to get about 120 to 160 range.
Yeah.
It's like running 2 miles.
Yeah.
Like you're going to move pretty good. And we're a very core focused studio. Mm. So you're going to get a lot of core focus, not only in just, you know, maybe doing a high boat, low boat, but in all your poses and even in your transitions, there's going to be a lot of attention on core.
Yeah.
That. And it just might be more complex sequences in hot power, and you're definitely going to do more inversions, and you might do more fusion-y workout things. Like I might make you do push-ups where I'm not going to make you do that in some of the other classes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it. And then intro to power yoga is probably just on a lesser scale.
Not as hot.
Yeah. Oh, not as hot.
Yeah, no humidity. It is a beginner class.
Yeah.
But it will be, it's probably one of the toughest beginner classes you'll find in the city for yoga.
Yeah.
It's going to challenge you. But we will break things down. Like, we will get very granular as far as, you know, how things should be stacked, how things should feel, what you should notice, even if you just had your eyes closed, how it should feel.
Mm-hmm.
But once we get moving, then we start to, you know, bring the sweat out of you.
Yeah. Do you have mirrors in the studio?
Mm-mm.
No, it's dim.
Yeah, great.
We don't want you focused on how you look and what you do. And we certainly don't want you focused on the person next to you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love that.
Yeah.
And then playlist flow?
It's a little in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to take that?
Yeah. I mean, I will teach it mostly like a hot power. It's a little less hot, a little less humidity time-wise, not like the content.
Yeah.
And then it's just kind of down a notch, right? You're not going to, it's not going to be quite as hard, and it'll be more vinyasa based rather than tons of the fusion or strength thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say.
Yeah. Hot power intensity level 9 or 10 out of 10, you know, playlist flow is going to be about a 6 or 7 and then your intro's a good 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's right. Cause in some hot power classes, I mean, we can get anywhere from, what, like 6 to 10 sequences. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, we can move pretty quick, or we can make them long and challenging.
Yes,
and
then like playlists, holding them for long times can be.
Or just a lot of poses. It's like I think I had a flow, I had a sequence the other day where I think we had 14 poses. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm not going to remember the other side now. Like, I'm definitely going to miss something. Like, I would say to something, to someone in class, I'd say, hey, keep an eye on me. I'm going to miss something.
Did you miss anything?
No, I think I hit it. Yeah. I think because I called myself out, basically. Mm-hmm. Then you put yourself on.
Exactly.
But the playlist flow itself, I mean, we're going to do anywhere from like 4 to 8. And then the beginner, the intro class is going to be probably about 3 to 5.
Yeah. Okay.
So just give you an idea of how many vinyasas you're going to hit.
Yeah. No, that's good. Then rewind, playlist rewind.
That's our yin class.
Yin.
And it's amazing. And we actually have another, I don't know if you have it on there, but we have a remix.
Oh, no, I don't.
It's new.
Which, yes, it is newer, and it is kind of like a fusion of Pilates bar, almost like booty yoga.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering where that
plus
was.
Plus yoga. So it's all kind of woven in there.
Okay.
But it's amazing. It's going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Oh, yes.
You can cuss all you want on here.
But it's awesome. Like the first time I went, I don't teach it. The first time I went, I giggled the whole time because it was so hard. It was like I didn't know what else to do, but it was amazing. And so I just was like thrilled that it was so hard and to just laugh.
Oh, my God. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, definitely try it.
Try that. Okay, so the heat is infrared, right? Yes. And like, why do we love this? Remind everyone why we love infrared heat.
Well, it's going to help you remove a lot of toxins, but it heats you up from the inside out. So it's not like you're, you know, against, I don't know what you want to call it. I'm picturing like an oscillating, like a space heater, right?
Yeah,
like dry heat just pumping out. You know, this is the benefits for this is not only going to be for cardiovascular, but for respiratory, but also for sinuses, but help you rid a lot of toxins.
Yeah. Here's good for your skin.
Yeah, help you sweat from the inside out. Mm.
That's a lot.
And it's the same if you do the sauna cold plunge situations, right? Like they're using the same infrared.
Same kind of heat. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Got it. Okay, cool. Well, I really want to go. Like, don't judge me on my behavior.
Well,
but
we're ready.
I really want to go. I'm so sorry I missed. Like, a deepest heartfelt apology.
Oh, gosh.
But really, I just am apologizing to myself because, like, I'm the one that lost out.
But not really.
Yeah.
You just come back. It's okay. Not every time will you get to listen to Beyonce.
No, you're right.
And take
it won't always be a Good Friday. You're right. You're right. You're right. But I am like very much in my yoga. I'm kind of back into my yoga era now. Mm-hmm. I try to do yoga at least once a week.
Perfect.
And I had taken maybe like at least a year off or like a couple years. And it is the biggest regret of my life because yes.
What were you doing?
I was strength training.
Sure.
And I just didn't, I wasn't like prioritizing.
It's hard to do all the things. I tried to do all the things it's like, man.
Yeah. How do I fit all this in? But I also think it was like a weird time for studios around me. Like, I don't think there was not anything that was really close. There was not anything that was really lighting me up.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, I loved going to hi-fi, but that was, you know, a trek for me at the time. And so, yeah, I just got out of it. And now that I'm back in it, and I probably been back in it for maybe like since last fall, last winter, I've been really back in it, but my body feels so much different. Mm. And the regret comes from like, I will never be able to like feel yoga like I used to feel. Like my hips are so fucked. And like maybe even just since like the years, I think I got a torn labrum in like 2021. But everyone that's listening to this podcast is like, this bitch talks about her hips so fucking much. Like, we know. But my hip bones are like misformed and they don't fit into my hip sockets properly.
Okay.
And I just think over time now, like, they're just so, I mean, my range of motion is limited. Everything just always feels tight and crunchy on me.
I feel like it'll come back. Just got to keep doing it. And probably more than once a week.
I know, probably more than once a week. Because I was then doing it like multiple times a week, like yoga. I mean, I did a challenge for like 3 months. I did yoga every single day. So I was like really in it.
Yeah.
And now I just feel like I'll never, ever be able to get back in it. And I should have never lost it.
It's something you can, it's all about yoga. You can do it the rest of your life. You know, it is an exercise. It's a practice that even when you have a lot of limitations or you have mobility.
My ego
is
coming up and saying, I know what a pose used to feel like. Mm. I know the depths of the pose you used to be able to do. And like now you're not there. And my ego likes to chit-chat.
You
got to
live in the season of the body. It's okay.
I know this.
Give yourself grace. You this put 2 years of tension in your body by strength training. And the strength training is great.
Right.
But this is where I'm happy to hear that you're doing it once a week because it's such a good compliment to everything else you're doing.
Oh, no,
for
sure.
If you're a runner, if you're a strength builder,
Pilates,
so reforming, you know, boxing. I mean, it's any sport, golf,
and
basketball,
there's just like, I think of like spinal rotations in yoga in particular. That's something I notice a big difference on, like my mobility and my like spinal rotation is limited or not limited, but wasn't where it used to be. And there's just like positions that you put your body in yoga that you do not have an opportunity to do anywhere else. And it just feels like if you're not putting yourself in those positions over time, like, you just will not be able to get back into
those
positions.
You don't use it, you lose it.
But I am a
But this happens to us, or at least it happens to me, maybe not Tommy, because he does all the things. But there are times when I don't practice certain he is. It's unbelievable. No.
I'll accept that.
Yeah, you're like, I'll take it. I'll take it.
He's more disciplined is what it is. But there are certain poses that I just don't practice for a while. Yeah. And then you come back and you're like, oh, boy.
Whoa.
I used to be able to do this. But, you know, it's fine.
It's fine.
You can't keep everything even all the time. You have to ebb and flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who's got time for that, right?
You.
Yeah.
It sounds like you. Yes.
Sounds like you. But yeah, no, I'm really loving yoga, so I'm excited. I want to get in. I want to get in. I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about what you guys like to do for fun. And I've been loving asking this question recently because fun is a really core value of mine. And I know it's not everyone's core value, but I just think that we could all probably do with like having a little bit more fun.
Yes.
And just having it be a little lighter.
Yes.
And so I think it's nice for people to hear what other people like to do for fun. Like, people know my degenerate ass likes to go out and take shots for fun. But no, I also, yeah, I clearly have like a lot of fun things. But I want to hear from you guys. What do you guys like to do for fun?
I guess I'll go first. I mean, my kids are 11 and 8.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been digging deep into anything they want to do right now. So this is going to sound crazy, but for fun, I've been coaching.
Oh, no, sports. That's great. That sounds so fun.
It is, because I love yelling at kids.
Yeah.
Especially when they're not mine.
Totally.
So I get that off my chest. I can finally have that release. I mean, if yoga's not giving it to me, I can just go yell at a bunch of 11-year-olds.
Scream at children.
Yes. Like, you're doing it wrong. Yeah. You are fucking it up.
Like,
you were supposed
why don't
to be
you
right
know?
There.
Idiot.
So, what, were you born 11 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, like, exactly.
So I've doubled down. So I've started coaching football, basketball and lacrosse, and
wow,
I know very little about lacrosse. How I can just bring my basketball
coach,
skills.
Like, how to coach lacrosse for dummies? Like,
I'm an assist. YouTube. I'm like a helper. We'll call it.
Okay,
you know.
Okay, I love
so
that.
So I'm not the head coach, which is good because they certainly should. I'm not qualified for that. We'll do it that way.
I'm not qualified.
Basketball, I love. I played basketball, college, high school, all growing up. So that's my passion. I enjoy. To me, that's not even coaching. That's just fun. Like,
yeah.
I just enjoy
trying
to teach kids how to play basketball properly. But also, you know, how to, you know, run certain plays.
Mm-hmm.
How to recognize certain things during the game.
Yeah, you're teaching. You're coaching. Mm-hmm. You're coaching. You're being a coach.
Football's fun, just because who doesn't love that sport? Yeah. It's enjoyable to watch these kids just kind of come together, you know, all 11 doing the same thing. That they're all taking responsibility at the same time in order to make something happen for, I don't know, 10 seconds. And they got to do it all over again in 60 seconds. So that and concerts, you know, I'm a concert whore.
Oh, yes.
We love concerts.
Love concerts.
Been to a couple concerts with Leah recently, and yeah, we can't get enough. I mean, that's our time away from the babies, we'll call it, is to try to get out away from the kiddos and have a night out. And not stay out till 4 in the morning, but
no, I don't
we're definitely time went on till about 1.
I don't recommend anyone do that. It is so not good for you at all. It disrupts your entire circadian rhythm and your sleep.
Yes.
You feel like shit. It causes inflammation. It's bad. It's not good.
It's just not one day either.
It's
like 2
good.
To 3 days.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not good.
It really screws things up. So, yeah.
Gotta live a little, peeps.
I mean, yeah, I am who I am, and I'm not gonna fight it. Okay, Leah, what do you like to do for fun?
I don't know. I had a little moment of panic where I was like, "Do you have fun?" Because mostly, unfortunately, the answer is probably studio stuff.
Yeah,
teaching, taking, whatever. But
it's also like a beautiful thing that your job is fun.
Yes. That's true. Right. And, you know, it's crazy to go teach and then it's crazy to go take a class and just lay on your mat and be like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So that is fun.
Yeah.
I'm also kind of in my neighborhood vibe right now. So we have neighborhood families where all the kids hang and the parents hang. And I just feel like,
oh my gosh, that is so fun.
Walking up to someone's house or being like, hey, what are you home?
So
like, yes, I am.
Yeah.
Here I come.
What's
that's
the tea?
Amazing.
What's going on in the neighborhood?
So I'm digging that.
Absolutely.
And then I like to just kind of domestic. I like to make things or decorate or garden.
Oh yeah.
Just kind of relax. Mostly I like to plan and have ideas.
Oh yeah.
I don't really want to do the work, but.
Uh-huh. So like what for like a baby shower or something? Like you're planning.
Oh,
like
I could do that, but.
I'm planning a baby shower right now with friends. That's why I like
that's tricky though. Cause there's, you got to please people.
Yeah. But it's
for
fun.
Me, my garden makes me happy.
Oh, yeah.
But right now I've decided that I'm well, I did, and then I got a puppy, decided I was going to do no grass. I was going to just convert my whole yard to a garden. So I started doing that a year ago, but now I have a puppy. And so she needs some grass. So we'll stop and we'll do half and half. But that's what I'm working on, having ground cover and wildflowers and all the things so that I don't have to cut the grass in that spot.
That is really impressive.
But the planning is fun, and then the shopping for plants is fun. Yeah. And then like looking at them, checking on them.
Oh, totally. I know when it's I mean, obviously I live in the city, so I don't really have that much of a yard, but my outside space, I have a lot of plants out there in the summer. And I have to water them every single day.
Yes.
I don't have an irrigation system. I have to get a watering pail and go out there and
old school, like, but
feel so nostalgic and romantic. Like, here I am outside, like checking on plants. I'm like, oh, we got a new hibiscus bud there. Like, oh, this guy definitely needs more water. Like, they're like a part of you then.
Yes.
And so the garden is
urban gardening.
Yeah. So I'm feeling that. I don't know what else I do. Concerts.
No, that's a lot. That's good. I need to eat a lot. Yeah, that's really good. One thing that has been so fun for me recently is that I will work at a boutique on Saturdays sometimes from 2 to 5, which is the best shift.
That's not work for you.
Ever existed.
It's so enjoyable.
It's so much fun. Yeah, I'm keeping like a shop girl. Like, just like, oh,
that
it's the
is
best.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's really great. What about self-care? What are we doing? What's happening where you must do it to take care of yourself? Is Tommy going to dominate this conversation?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you guys
put me on a pedestal.
But
I think you'd be surprised how little I do self-care. For me, a lot of massages.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like a lot of self-massage.
Okay.
But I'm a giver, too.
Yeah.
We can't say that on a podcast.
It's okay. We know what he meant.
We just did it.
Yeah. You should do my Patreon. Like, that's nothing.
So with that, I guess I should mention foam rollers, lacrosse balls. That's what I mean by self-massaging.
Yeah.
So just
like body work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to disclose that. Mm-hmm. You guys can use your own imagination, though. That's fine. Trying to get more sleep, that's always a challenge for me.
So
going to bed at a reasonable time.
What's a reasonable time? I want to hear from everyone what they think a reasonable bedtime
10:30.
Is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not turning everything off till about 10:30, 11 o'clock, but I'm still getting up at 5.
Night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting up at 5:30, unfortunately.
Okay.
Like, I'm not trying to get up at 5:30, but I wake up at 5:30.
That's what time you
like,
wake up. Is 10:30, 11 same for you?
Because I get up at 5 every day, so it's like, I want to stay up, but I just can't keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
For me, my favorite bedtime is probably 9:30 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
get
up
cozy,
at, like,
get
6.
Going. Yeah.
It's a lot of sleep.
I agree.
Need it, though. I feel like
8 hours. I want 8 hours.
The days I do go to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and the next day you do feel like a unicorn.
You feel incredible.
Yes.
You do.
I just can't. Less than 7 hours consistently does me in. I just can't. I've always needed a lot of sleep, so I don't know. Love it.
Yeah. No, sleep is so important. Okay.
What
so
else do you do?
Body work,
you hydrate,
sleep.
Eat lots of veggies.
Water, veggies.
I do drink a lot of water.
How much water do you drink a day?
I don't measure it, honestly.
You don't measure. You
no.
have like a water. You have a Stanley cup?
No.
I'm just kidding. I hope that you don't.
My big dumb cup. I think that's an SNL skit. I drink. It's all water, black coffee for me.
Mm-hmm.
Tito's and I'm letting loose.
Yeah, letting loose.
But yeah, I mean, I live a vegan lifestyle, so there's a lot of veggies.
Yep.
A lot of clean eating.
It's all veggies, actually.
Yeah.
Huh?
But I get multiple workouts in a day, so you know, with yoga, of course, flow. Then do a little bit of workout with the kids, of course, for coaching.
Oh, yeah.
And then
lots
get
of movement.
My son's constantly asking me to go out, play tennis with him. So we're playing tennis a couple of times a week. And then trying to get out and just shoot some hoops. Just trying to relive my glory days, which is far from, you know, being 25 years removed.
No, that sounds like very, very much caring for yourself. Those are all things that
I'm
like
just active.
And caring.
You know, I just can't sit still. And that's one of the challenges I have about self-care is I don't relax enough.
Mm.
I'm always
you need
just,
some more rest.
I do. I'm just constantly ready to go.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's a bad thing either. Like, maybe you're
we need
resting.
Some balance.
Yeah, I do need some
this
balance.
Is where
yeah.
where your balance comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's moments where, you know, I'll have time, like 2-3 hours to myself. And, you know, let's watch a game.
Yeah.
I'll sit down, probably watch a quarter, maybe a little bit of the game, and then I'm up doing something else.
Mm.
ADHD just takes over, and I just find myself doing
something
different.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a totally different thing, too. But it sounds like you probably wouldn't be able to be as active and have as much movement as you do if you weren't fully rested, right?
True.
You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must be doing something right.
You must be doing something right. Yeah.
I'm always thinking about everything I should be doing, and I'm not doing it.
I've said I should about 20,000 times already on this podcast. Mm-hmm, and I literally was just going to say, I should be in the practice. I am in the practice of removing the shoulds. Like, it is just like...
It's the year of removing the shoulds.
Remove the shoulds. Don't use me as an example in this last hour, but that's what I am practicing.
Okay.
Love it.
Leah, what about you? How are you taking care of yourself?
No. Mostly, the thing I have to do is working out, but I lift a lot. And so that if I don't get those in, even in Cancun, right, I was at the gym to make sure I could get there before other people were there and lift some weights. Wow. So that good. I love. And I do nutrition stuff, try to take care of myself. But otherwise, like, I don't do anything. I don't drink enough water. My lips are always chapped. I do get good sleep.
So just the water.
I guess. I don't know. I feel
is there
like
an aversion to the water? Are you someone that needs like a sparkling? You need like a flavor? Yeah.
Yes, I need some flavor.
You need like a LaCroix?
Right. Or just something. It's just so boring.
I had a friend that drank 12 LaCroix a day.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
I just used
that.
Should
be a spokesperson.
He had like a delivery of LaCroix to his home.
Oh my gosh. These people are like, we don't know what's happening. Just keep them going. Just send them.
He got it tattooed. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
No, I take that supplement that, what's his, the Huberman.
AG1?
Yeah, well, I do take that. But the Element.
Element.
Is that how you say it?
Yes, okay. Element. Yeah.
I do that, and that's the only reason why I can drink water, because I have that.
Well, those that's really, really good for you.
So I do two of those a day.
Oh, yeah, that's
but then
really
it's
good.
Not anything else, and so it's not great.
Well, how much of those are you, like, what do you think,
maybe
like the ounce?
64 ounces would be a good day.
Okay.
32 so that's is probably like, my average.
So that's like one water bottle.
If I'm
lucky. A day.
Yes.
I drink
I know,
four
it's so
of these
bad.
A day.
No, it's really, it's not funny. It's really bad.
No, it's not bad. I think you could just be feeling a lot better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Headaches.
Yeah.
All the things. So I know I just can't do it. No, and I feel like I need some massage or a foam roll or something, but it's like, yeah, I will start that for 2 minutes and I think of all the things that I could be doing. And so I just get up and do those instead.
It is kind of practice to mm-hmm. force yourself to do that. I've been getting massages now since December every 3 weeks and it has been game changing for my body and my recovery and how I feel overall. Like it's a, you know, you're making an investment, but it's so worth it to me. It's so, I move so much better and like so much more easily.
I do love it. And it feels like one of those things that people only did as every once in a while, right? And now it's becoming much more of a thing to do.
Oh,
and I definitely need it.
Yeah, I would do it like maybe a couple of times a year. Right. And of course, every time you're in there, the massage therapist is like, you need to be here more. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I know. And it was like things like, yes, I know. And then finally, I was dealing with a lot of back problems. My back was getting so tight that I could barely move. Like, it was crippling how, like, just tight my lower back. Mm-hmm. My psoas were so tight, so it was pulling on my lower back. My traps were so tight, so it was bringing everything up. And so once I kind of was like, okay, this isn't a non-negotiable anymore. Like, if I want to continue to be as active as I am and do what I like to do and walk, you know, my 15,000 steps a day, then, like, I've got to start to take care of the body.
Treat her right. Yeah. No, you're right. Every time I go, I do think, I'm going to do this regularly. And then I don't.
Yeah. But no, it's just that, it's just one of those things, right? We all know, but.
You got to be disciplined.
You have to be disciplined. See? Yeah.
With the foam roller and lacrosse ball massages, like, let me make a recommendation.
Please.
This is how I think you'll get into it. Start smoking pot.
Yeah.
Before you do it.
Yeah, definitely. Put on a good playlist.
Yes.
There you go.
Or a podcast. You know.
Yeah. Or a podcast.
Put on What the Fit and.
Yeah.
Roll it out. Get a couple tokes in. Just relax the body and then go into it. You will find that it becomes addicting because it becomes your half hour to just self-love.
Yep. Okay. That's what I do pretty much every night. And I will, I heard someone tell me this once before, but I can't remember now where I saw it. But they were kind of talking about the importance of like unstructured movement.
Yeah.
So like especially a lot of people that are going to fitness classes or work with a trainer, or you have a prescribed workout or you follow a workout on YouTube, like you it's great. It's good. You're doing what someone is telling you, but there's also something so beneficial about just intuitively being like, okay, what do I need to do here? Like, yeah. how
to
do I need to
know your body
it?
To learn?
Yeah, like how do I need to move into it? Where do I need to spend more attention? Mm-hmm. Where, you know, just like without a plan going in, just to like, I just like roll on the ground.
Yeah.
Just like roll around. Stretch out, roll around, put my legs up the wall. Mm-hmm. I've got a foam roller. I've got a yoga block.
It's true.
Just like go to town.
You got
to
move until you feel what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And then you just lean in on it and dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
So you're right. I mean, you may just roll on the ground until you find it, but you'll find it
for your
eventually.
Spine. Yes. It feels so good just to roll on the ground.
Yep.
I have a few of my, I know my problem areas. I know my psoas are super, super fucking tight. So I've got a series of exercises
Which
that
I
can
is
like.
Everyone though. We
probably
all have.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah, probably everyone. Anyone who's sitting at a job for sure.
We're
has
toast.
Yeah. So I have some of those. And then, you know, I know the ones that feel good or where I need to get deep. And then the rest of the time, I'm just like, let's just see what happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same here.
It's nice. It feels really good.
Right. Yeah. Anytime I go into a massage, I'm like, just focus on these areas. Or if I'm doing it, you know, if I'm doing foam rolling lacrosse, just to be, you know, very upfront, not self-massaging, so you guys' imaginations will stay PG. I will say I'm just going to do this and that for a little while. And then you find yourself going almost whole body.
Yeah.
Because it just feels so good. Yeah. You just can't stop. It's addicting.
Gosh, I just get so bored.
Like when you're doing the foam rolling?
Yeah.
I'll have a show on
yeah,
or I'll listen to a podcast or I'll put a playlist on.
You got to have your supporters.
Yeah.
You gotta,
I can't do it in because
otherwise
silence.
I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Like I'll watch
Even
a basketball
nice.
Game and do it. Okay. Or I'll have my playlist going for the next day and I want to hear it or I need to make some changes.
Yeah.
Or I'll be listening to a podcast like What the Fit.
I think that it's kind of the key to kind of get you into the habit is like, how do you stack like really like kind of like dopamine things around it, you know? Or you're like, okay, let me, when I'm done and I know how this good this feels and I'm walking different and you're like, okay, really remember this. Remember how this feels. Yes. I had that experience today. I missed the yoga class on Saturday morning and then I usually train on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays with my trainer. And Monday I had like a crazy work thing that came up that I couldn't miss. So I was like, let me push that workout to Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Then Tuesday, I thought that I was going to be Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz and blow away and we're along with the rest of the city. So we canceled everything.
Oh my gosh.
For a sunshine break. And so I didn't, so I hadn't worked out, you know, in quite a few days and I was really craving it. And probably like 45 minutes into the workout, I was like walking across the gym and I was like, oh my God. It just felt, I was moving in my body different. And I was like, this is why you do this.
Yep. Right.
This like you like this
remember.
Is why yeah remember
okay
yeah
but I want to touch on the point for recovery. It's so big.
Yeah.
For as much as your strength training and then adding yoga into your fitness,
yeah,
your weekly fitness, and then same with you, Leah, with your strength training, and then as much yoga as you do, as well as everything else you're involved in. If you didn't do things like that, your recovery would be so much slower, especially as you're like, I'm 44.
I know. We're getting
I'm older than you girls.
Yeah right. But like we're getting older like that. And
it
then
that's going to be so important.
Yeah. That's
if you want to maintain that type of lifestyle.
Right.
Otherwise you will find your, cause there's a lot of people will say, hey, I'm really sore. I need to take a few days off. It's like, no, that's the moment you lean in. That's
Motion
the moment
is
you,
lotion.
You,
yeah.
Oh, truly. Wow.
Truly.
All right. Truly. I think we have to end it on that. Motion is lotion.
No, that is the truth.
It's true.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that's how I've been feeling that like stickiness of like not of taking a break from. So my kind of range of motion and my movement patterns for that couple years where I had taken off from yoga, they just got grooved in that way, you know, like weight training, walking, running, whatever. I was working out really hard at that time, and now I'm just like, okay, we got to get back to it.
Yep.
Got to get back to it.
And that's kind of the trend, though, right? Like in the wellness scene right now is, hey, we don't have to go as hard as we used to. And so I do feel like some of it is
so
just...
So great.
You know, it ebbs and flows, or
right.
it's like
and
trendy
over my
or whatever, but...
fitness career, you know, there's going to... I'm sure I'm going to have...
Yeah.
There might be times again where I'm all back into yoga, and that's what I'm doing, you know? I don't know. I'm open to whatever the... universe throws at me.
I am loving the emphasis on recovery right now, though.
Yeah.
It's cool. There's lots of options.
Oh, yeah.
It certainly is.
Me too. Have you guys done those boots that the massage boots? You like zip your legs up?
Compression boots.
Compression boots.
Yeah. They put me asleep.
so good. They can like go all the way up to your hips. They're so great. I think
a pro athlete.
Yeah. If I lived like a severe life of luxury, I would have my own pair. And every time I got off a plane.
Yes.
Go right into those boots.
Yes. Especially on my feet and ankles.
Yes.
That's the spot.
Yes. Yes. Me too. I know. Have you done cryo?
No.
The freezing?
I haven't done the freezing, but cold plunge.
Yeah, we've done that.
Been digging that. Been doing it we've been doing it locally.
Strict no cold plunger.
Are you serious?
No, not strict. I've actually done cold plunging in the Baltic Sea when I was in Copenhagen.
Oh, that's and we
go
legit.
In
that's
you go badass. Like the sauna at the edge of the sea for 20 minutes, and then you go jump in the Baltic Sea, and then you come back in the sauna, you do it for 20 minutes, and you go jump in the sea, and then you come. Incredible. Feels incredible. There's something that to me is way more like, I don't know, palatable, like digestible, of like jumping into something.
Yes.
You're in it, you got it. It feels like your entire body tightens, like. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, can't breathe, and you get out. Like that I can deal with. But the slow sitting in a fucking like
silver
tub.
Yeah. You should come with us. We're going next Friday and we're gonna do this together.
But I don't want to do it.
I'm with you too.
You have to challenge it.
I don't want to do it. Gently putting your body in the cold plunge.
I am always cold. I'm a person that's always freezing.
And you're cold after this, yeah.
Hot, humid things. Like, and I absolutely would not do it if there wasn't like a sauna like right there to get into.
Yes.
But they say don't do that. You do the sauna first, you get in the cold, and you don't go back. They say don't heat yourself at all. Don't go take a shower. Don't do the things.
Nope,
you
not
just
for me.
Go on home.
Yeah, live in that cold.
I know, people love it. People love it. But it has to be like anything else. Like some people will be so benefited and feel amazing and feel incredible. And for other people, for their bio-individuality, it just won't hit the same.
Yeah.
I liked the challenge more than anything else. I've only done it once, but we're going to do it next Friday.
Like the mental part of it.
Yes. Like, I was like, there's no way I can do this. And then you do it.
You can do it. How long did you do it for?
Whatever the full thing is. What was it? 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
They recommend anywhere from 2 to 4. So
I did three. What they told me, anything after 30 seconds is good if that's all you can do today. And I was like, no, I'm doing the whole thing. So I think it was 3 minutes.
If someone told me anything after 30 seconds is good, I'd be like, all right,
yeah, 31.
31, yeah.
No, that felt like a challenge. I didn't want to, well, and Christy and I went together, Tommy's wife.
Yeah.
And I went first. So I was like, I have to
where did
be
you
a
go?
Good role
where
mom.
Were you guys
Contrast.
Doing? Oh, yes. Yes.
Have you heard of them?
Yeah. I've heard of
them. They're right by us. Or the one that they have now is right by us, and it's awesome. It's really cool.
It is.
Yeah, I've heard good things, but I don't know. It's just not for me. Well, I don't know.
It was fun, but it was also fun to do it with someone else. I don't know that I would have done it the first time by myself.
Yeah.
But
no, you need someone there, and like you need to film it.
Yes. Oh,
that's
we totally
how
did.
It works.
And I watch it sometimes and laugh.
Yeah. That is the cool part. Like they pretty much give you the room for a half hour, whether it's just you yourself or you and a mate. And you know, they recommend you start off with the infrared sauna.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 15-22 minutes.
Nice.
And then you jump in you don't jump in, but then you slowly, gently submerge your body in the cold plunge. And it's 52 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit is the normal one. Then there's the colder one, which goes to 45.
Yeah.
Now, I've done a lot of cold plunges.
I see Joe Rogan like breaking up fucking ice blocks when he gets into his.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably below 42. I have no idea. But I've done cold plunges at spas and retreats or at resorts, and they're definitely warmer than this one. This was a shockingly cold situation.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Oh, yeah. It took my breath away. So I tried to submerge my head.
I really do believe people have way different relationships to temperature.
When I can't take a cold shower at all, like my showers are like, you better come out looking like a newborn baby, pink.
Oh, 100%.
So I did find it very strange that I liked this. But it was like, just go. And then it was way easier to just get in and do it.
I'm cold all the time too, Chrissy. Yeah. So I get what you're saying because I love to get right back in the sauna afterwards and then go back. But that was the hardest part, was to stay cold.
Yeah, no. I don't do that.
Leah's right. I slept amazing that night. My metabolism spiked, so I could just tell. I could just feel like I'm ready to move.
Yeah.
After a couple hours, once I started to warm back
up.
Yeah,
right. You like defrost.
Yes.
And I think a lot of it is like your body's like, we're going to die. And then we didn't. So we're so happy.
Yes. Yes.
Like that's what it is.
That's probably right. I felt fine when I left. And then I did get cold later.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they weren't kidding about this.
Yeah. No, it was chilly.
For sure.
Definitely chilly.
Okay, shall we answer the question of what does being fit mean to you? You don't have, you already answered it. So like, if you're feeling like you don't want to, like, let this not be a pressured situation.
But wouldn't it be interesting to compare? Mm. Has it changed for you at all?
Probably. I mean, to a certain aspect, but let's look at it this way then. So yeah, it will change. It's what helps you step out of reality. It's what helps you focus on you, and what's important for you to move forward as far as progressing for a healthier lifestyle, maybe a healthier choices, healthier mentality. So that could be crossword puzzles, could be your workout.
Those are supposed to be really good for your brain. I'm starting to think about it already. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? I got to play a memory game. I got to do something.
Yes.
Yeah.
To keep that old noggin.
Little Sudoku.
Working.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like that though. I have to get into crosswords, but. Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it depends on the person.
It does.
It doesn't have to be defined as like, oh, yoga or lifting weights or running or spinning or walking. You know, it could just be you doing something that gives you joy.
Yeah.
Whatever gives you joy, whatever makes you feel good, whatever brings you peace of mind.
Hell yeah.
That could just be meditation.
Hell yeah.
And I'm all about what's making me feel fit right now is being strong. Anytime I do something and kind of surprise myself,
yeah,
it's like, yes, girl. And so that feeling makes me feel awesome. Yeah. And then I really encourage people, and I'm sure this is kind of what I said before, but fit in terms of physically being comfortable and confident to do your own thing. And I mean, in a class, if I tell you to do a thing and you don't want to do it, have the confidence to not do it, right? Mm-hmm. Or you wanted to do something else, do it. So I'm all about kind of moving how I want to move.
Yeah, staying true to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever that looks like to you.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, where can people follow? Where can people book their class?
We have an app.
Yep. Yeah, Playlist Yoga app. Mm-hmm. Download from the Android or Apple store. Playlist-yoga.com. Correct, is a website.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's one thing we didn't get.
And that
playlist underscore yoga for Instagram.
Oh, yes.
So it's
yoga.
A little tricky for consumers.
You'll find it.
But yeah. You can type
it in. You're all tech savvy.
We'll tag it everywhere too.
And you can. Yeah. I mean, if you search for us on Google, you're gonna find us.
Yeah.
You know, hot yoga near me. I mean, we pay for that, so you know, be gentle with those ads.
Yeah.
but yeah, you'll find us. And then we're like we mentioned earlier, historical district of Montgomery. So you get off 71 to Ronald Reagan Highway, and then those from my generation cross county. Yeah, it's just right up the street from Montgomery Quarter, which is something they just opened up about a year ago.
Yeah.
So it's you park in the back.
Okay.
So you'll see our signs in the front.
Okay.
But there's no parking. There's parking on the street, but there's very limited parking. So you'll park in the back and you'll come in through the back door.
Do you turn down a street to get to the back?
Shelley Lane.
Yeah. Shelley Lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We love Shelley.
I love when I have some intel on how to park at a new studio because that is the most stressful,
anxiety inducing for sure,
and this is the first time you walk in and you don't know where to go.
Yeah,
also stressful.
But you can come in both doors, just so no one feels uncomfortable.
Yep.
You are welcome. We open both.
Yeah,
people feel like they're coming in the back door, and you're fine.
Oh yeah, okay.
We'll find you. We hear you.
Glad we're setting them up for success.
And I think they have that on the website. Correct.
Yes, we felt very important to add, so it is there on there. So if you get
instructions,
and there's a little map,
showers, place to hang, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, it's know our vibe.
We've got
a lounge area. You see, there's music videos being played on mute.
Oh my gosh!
Or if you come at, you know, for my 6 a.m. class, sometimes I'm watching Sports Center.
Yeah.
But the music, I don't have any volume on. I've always got music going because we can't keep it quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's showers, so it's a private shower. You go in, you own it. I'm told I got to build a bar.
I think you do.
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
Yeah, so we're going to work on that. Mm-hmm. And then we have a terrace out front. So now that it's getting warmer, we have a spot to hang outside, like kind of like overlooking downtown Montgomery. So we can have a lot of fun with that.
Great.
And it's a really cool, fun area now. And we're going to be doing some outdoor yoga through the summer, oh, right there in the green, oh, and just, yeah, you know, some really fun things. So definitely.
Yes, follow, and then you'll probably be posting about that stuff. That's great. If yes, anyone wants to go and hold me accountable to showing up, please
we'll make
let
a
me
playlist
know.
No, just for you guys.
That will never happen again. I will never happen.
Call
again.
Her an Uber at midnight.
Yeah.
If she's out that
no,
way.
No, I
if like, she's going to
now I
next
know
morning.
When I see her on the list, I'll just text her, are you home yet?
Yes. Yeah. Just,
I'm sending an Uber.
Pings. Send a notification.
I'm going to expect you tomorrow.
I know. Some people like out in the neighborhood in OTR, like they'll be like, is it past your curfew?
Yeah.
Like, are you,
I heard.
You're grounded. Like, you stayed at the bar too late. Home. You're not allowed back here again.
I definitely turn into a pumpkin at midnight. Yeah. I can totally relate to that.
Yep, for sure. Well, thank you guys so much. This is so fun,
thank
as always.
For having us.
Appreciate it.